AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. White House border czar Tom Homans defending plans to spend up to $20 million to give ICE officers gloves that can deliver painful electric shocks. Jennifer King reports.
In an interview on Fox News Channel, Homans says the gloves are a tool to help officers end confrontations without using lethal force. In Bardstown, Kentucky, Nelson County jailer Justin Hall says his agency began using the gloves sparingly 4 years ago.
They strap on, and basically you got a power button that you hit.
Hall says that unlike tasers, the gloves do not leave burn marks or cause people to fall down.
It lets you get the control of the person to where you can get them in a safer location and actually try to gain compliance.
Civil rights groups say the gloves are cruel and there are concerns about their safety. I'm Jennifer King.
The aircraft carrier USS George Washington is heading from the Pacific toward the Middle East. It's to relieve the USS Abraham Lincoln amid reports of mental health and supply issues. Lincoln's been at sea more than 240 days, supporting the war against Iran. Julie Walker reports the House Minority Leader has big plans for the Supreme Court if Democrats can win back the House.
The idea of overhauling the Supreme Court is something Hakeem Jeffries is eyeing.
In my view, dramatic Supreme Court reform is necessary.
He was speaking Thursday at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Atlanta.
The conservative right-wing majority on the Supreme Court has become, you know, basically a subsidiary of the MAGA Republican Party.
Jeffries says several options are on the table. He also says Democrats still want to pass the Voting Rights Act and that the party would overhaul congressional procedures to do that. In Atlanta, I'm Julie Walker.
And Alabama's put a man to death for the murder of a five-year-old girl, the last of three executions today. The others were in Tennessee and Oklahoma. This is AP News. Finally coming to theaters.
The abrupt termination of Coyote versus Acme sent shockwaves through Hollywood. Everyone in the movie business was accustomed to sudden painful twists of fate, but the wholesale elimination of a finished film faster than you can say was something new. In the film, Coyote, after suffering years of defective products, takes Acme to court.
It's not your fault. There's probably someone to blame.
After an outcry, Warner Brothers put Coyote versus Acme up for sale, and Ketchup Entertainment bought it for about $50 million. Now, nearly 3 years later, the live-action animated hybrid Coyote versus Acme will finally see the light of day on August 28th.
So, what is up, Doc?
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.